Hey, Sebastian, after spending a little time in free agency, what led you to want to return to the Patriots?
You know, I mean, I'm just happy to be here. You know, I mean, that's the place I wanted to be. Luckily, you know, I'm still here, and I think thankful would describe it most. You know, I'm just, you know, really thankful for the Mr. Kraft and the family and the coach and whoever else was involved, you know, to let me, you know, be a part of this and, you know, give me an opportunity and, you know, just so I can continue to prove myself and, you know, yeah, excited and happy to be here, I guess.
Sebastian, did you end up taking any other visits before re-signing with the Patriots?
You know, I don't think, you know, again, I'm just happy to be here now, and I don't think anything else really matters. And, you know, I mean, again, I mean, I think it was known that I wanted to be here, and, you know, that's just that.
Sebastian, going forward, what about the opportunity to bring the entire offensive line back as a group next year? How important is that when it comes to something like continuity and consistency for that group?
Well, I mean, I certainly like it, obviously. I mean, when you play next to a guy for a few years and you practice next to a guy and you just get certain things down, you kind of know how the other guys, you know, play certain situations, and you just get a feel for each other. And I think that is important. Although, you know, I mean, injuries do happen and whatnot, and that's why we practice with different combinations. And yeah, I mean, I think we're just happy to have the starting five now intact and, you know, everything else across the bridge in, but definitely I think that helps and it's a good thing.
Sebastian, you had a little knee thing earlier this offseason. How are you feeling physically and where would you assess your progress at this point?
No, I feel really good, you know. I'm just left the weight room, you know, working out and whatnot, and I feel really good, and actually going to take a trip to Germany here pretty soon. My sister, you know, she's getting married, so I'm excited about that. So, you know, things are really good right now.
Sebastian, you dealt with the back issue last off season, and it obviously took you a little bit of time to get ready for the 2012 season. Was it more frustrating then, once you were finally feeling better, to then have the knee problem that hampered you the end of the season?
You know, I mean, you kind of deal with injuries the way they come, and you do what's necessary for you to play, and, you know, treatment and rehab and whatever else, you know, goes with it. And I think the off-season program is a big part of that, you know, trying to get yourself in shape and, you know, in the process of doing that, and, you know, I mean, it's officially started next month. So, you know, you don't know what's going to happen to you, and, you know, obviously the contact sport, so things happen to you, but again, you know, I feel really good now, and I think I'm really looking forward to this upcoming season.
Sebastian, I know you've talked about this before, but this might be a good occasion to ask again about the impact of someone like Dante Scarnecchia on your career as a whole.
Yeah, I mean, I think, so again, I can just only talk for myself, but I mean, he's been a tremendous influence on me. I mean, just coming from a smaller program and coming to a program like, you know, the Patriots and being with Dante and just having, you know, learning the game under his tutelage and really focusing on, you know, technique and schemes and whatever else goes with it. So I'm really grateful, you know, for him having him as a coach and continuing to have him as a coach. And I think, yeah, I mean, all the praise goes out to him. And, yeah, I'm just really happy to have a coach like him that makes me better.
Sebastian, you signed an interesting contract where a lot of money is dependent on your playing time and your health. Is that exciting, knowing how much money you could potentially earn and banking on yourself and your own game? Or is it at all nerve-wracking because there's maybe a little uncertainty there?
You know, I'm not going to go into details of what the contract is, but, again, I think I'm just happy to be here. And, you know, you go into a season, you're trying to be healthy, you do everything you can. Sometimes you can't help it. Other things, you know, you can't prevent with certain preparation and stuff. And obviously, you know, as players, we do everything we can to stay healthy and prepare ourselves for contact and physicality of the sport. And, you know, obviously, I continue to do that, and, you know, yeah.
Sebastian, it's Mike Reese of ESPN Boston. You mentioned a couple times that you're just happy to be here. What is it about here that that makes you happy to be here?
Well, I think it's a lot of things, you know. I mean, first, just coming, you know, being drafted here, you know, out of Houston 4 years ago, and, you know, I certainly haven't forgotten that, and, you know, just the whole, you know, traditional winning and, you know, the coaches that I hear, the players you're with, and, you know, you kind of, you know what you have here. You know, I do appreciate, you know, the program and you know, the leadership from, you know, Mr. Kraft and Coach Belichick and the players we have. Just, you know, I really enjoy being a part of this and, you know, I want to continue to be a part of it.
You mentioned how the team had drafted you. What do you remember about that process in terms of their specific interests? Because if I remember, Sebastian, you know, you weren't at the combine. I don't think you played in any of the huge all-star games. I could be wrong on that, but what do you remember about their interest in terms of how it was different maybe than other teams?
Well, I think when you come out in the draft, at least me, I wasn't really sure what was going to happen. You know, you put your best foot forward, you work out, you do. Well, I didn't get invited to the combine, but you go, you know, you prepare yourself as best as you can and, you know, kind of hope for the best. And so, again, going into draft day, you don't really know what is going to happen. And so, yeah, just when I got the phone call, you know, obviously that was very exciting for me.
Sebastian, a lot of guys who are maybe in your position or were in your position back in 2009 are going through the pro day process now and are guys who didn't necessarily get a chance to show their stuff at the combine. Is there any words, obviously understanding that every situation is different, but are there any words of wisdom that you would pass along to those guys in those kind of situations, guys who might be kind of under the radar, who are kind of, you know, looking for a chance much like the one you got?
I'm not sure, like, in this day and age, it's really, you know, under the radar. I think I think teams are so good at scouting and looking at people and working them out and all that stuff. So, you know, I mean, I guess it sounds very cliche, but kind of, you know, be yourself, because you put all the efforts and all your game film out there. I mean, you can't change that and, you know, people see it and, you know, then just kind of go through the whole process and, you know, interview and whatever else you can do. But I think the most of your work is done already, what you did in college, and I think, you know, people are going to find you and just kind of keep progressing. Like, it doesn't matter how you get to the league, as long as you get there and then, you know, try to outwork certain people.
Sebastian, you mentioned the fact that your entire starting offensive line is returning, and you're going to have a lot of pieces returning, but one guy who isn't is Wes Welker, and what were your thoughts on losing him as a teammate?
You know, I mean, that's I don't know what happened, and I don't really want to talk for him or, you know, for anyone else. You know, obviously he's a great football player, and, you know, I really enjoyed playing with him, and, you know, and over the years you've seen what he can do, and, you know, I wish him all the best.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.